our greatest prayer. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
This is our greatest prayer. Now, the one first secret that we want to share with you is that when we're chanting, we're not trying to control or adjust the material energy. It's not that when we start to feel sleepy, we think, oh, I'm going to stay awake, chant my rounds. This mentality is like holding a tight fist. How long can you hold it? How long do you want to hold it? Huh? Doesn't make any sense. And besides that, as we heard yesterday, we're so tiny. We have so very little power. How can we control things? So this is not the mentality we want. Rather, we want to surrender to the spiritual energy. We want to surrender to those who already surrendered to that spiritual energy. People were like our Srila Prabhupada, people like the great saints in our line. We want to take shelter of them. Shelter and surrender are very close. We want to do like that. So if we look at this prayer power sheet, it's divided into three sections. Before beginning japa, during japa, and end with prayer. Before beginning japa, remember your Gurudev, Srila Prabhupada, the disciplic succession, and offer prayers to them. In the little box at the end, we give good reasons why we should do that. Simply by remembering the spiritual master, the devotees of the Lord, and the personality of Godhead, one invokes their benedictions, destroys all difficulties, and very easily fulfills his own desires. One receives 100 portion of the religious merit or punya phal of an exalted person simply by thinking of him. Now, how many of us are in the habit at the moment, time to chant the japa, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Just grab the bead bag, Hare Krishna. Very, very harsh, very mechanical, very impersonal. Would we treat any other friend like that? If we did, how long would they stay our friend? So why do we treat Krishna like that? We decided on the first night he's our best friend. So why do we treat him like that? Especially, as we've just read, by doing it in a nicer way, a more personal way, a more loving way, we can get so much shelter, so much protection, just by remembering great people. Just by this act of remembrance. Our Gurudev, Srila Prabhupada. I want to concentrate, I'm going to mention, here I've given it, generally speaking, the disciplic succession. What I want to do is actually concentrate on Srila Prabhupada tonight, the six Goswamis, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and the Panchatattva. There are some nice prayers here, but we don't have a lot of time, so please read them in your own time. They're basically to get you in the mood of being in a receptive frame of mind and being in a mood of dependence when you chant. Now, what I'd like to do is to share with you some good reasons why we would take shelter of Srila Prabhupada. It's not because he wrote so many books. It's not because he traveled the world 14 times. It's not because he opened centers, fabulous centers all over the world. It's not because he made so many disciples. It's for none of these reasons. The reason is given in his first pranam. You have a look at the first sheet, the yellow sheet. I offer my respectful obeisances unto his divine grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who is very dear to Lord Krishna, having taken shelter at his lotus feet. So, what are we wanting? We're wanting to become dear to the holy name. We're wanting to become dear to Krishna. So obviously we can understand from this sloka, this pranam mantra, that we do that by taking shelter of his feet. So if we don't have the strength to do that right now, Isn't it a good idea to take shelter if somebody's already there? Isn't it? In the spiritual world, it's not what you know, it's who you know. Just by taking shelter of his lotus feet. Now, the six Goswamis, let's have a look at the little sheet we gave. This is a very beautiful prayer, or from a very beautiful song by Narottam Das Thakur, Nam Sankirtan. Let's just read. I will read the whole thing. Maybe we'll chant together. Shri Rup Sanatan Bhattaraguna, Shri Jiva Gopala Bhatta Dasaraguna, Echai Gosai Kori Charana Vandan, Dhyamaita Vignana Savishta Puran, Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale, Swayam Rupa Karamayam Dadati Svavarandikam. So the first mantra, our meditation, our remembrance of is of these six great souls, very wonderful people, so kind. These great souls are so kind. Second mantra, we're offering our obeisances to the feet of these six Goswamis. Why? By offering them my obeisances, all obstacles to devotion are destroyed, and all spiritual desires are fulfilled. Things already sound easier, don't they? When we have a few friends like this, what's the problem? Next one. When will Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada, who has established within this material world the mission to fulfill the desire of Lord Chaitanya, give me shelter under his lotus feet? Again, this idea of taking shelter at the lotus feet of the great souls. Such an important concept. But the mood in this mantra is very, very sweet. It's a mood of expectation. I want it. I don't have it. Please be kind. Please give it to me. So this mood is very, very important in our chanting. Not that we just get into the habit of rattling off these mantras. Chant Hare Krishna. Not like that. Huh? We chant these mantras, being aware of what they mean, and we say, please, I've got my head on your feet. I'm going to hold on to your feet until you give me your mercy. Please give me your mercy. This is a mood. Okay? So what about Panchatattva? We already know this mantra, Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya, don't we? So why would we want to take shelter of Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the Panchatattva? We give a few reasons. I offer my respectful obeisances to Shri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by whose mercy even a lame man can cross over a mountain, and a dumb man can recite Vedic literature. Now at the moment, can we chant Sudanam or no? Are we able to chant Sudanam now? No. We want to. So this person makes the possible impossible possible. Someone who's blind can see. Someone who can't walk can walk. We can't chant. We will be able to by taking shelter of Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Things that are very difficult to do become easy to execute if one somehow or other simply remembers Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But if one does not remember him, even easy things become very difficult. To this Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I offer my respectful obeisances. And this is one of my favorites. It's from Antya Leela. Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is always pleased, not sometimes. He's a special person. He's always pleased to accept anything given with faith and love by his devotees. And he's always ready to bestow mercy upon them. Not sometimes. Always. He's always sitting there waiting to give you mercy. Do you know many people like that? It's a rare breed. Mahaprabhu is Patita Pavana. We should be taking advantage of his big heart. Isn't it? So we do like that for the beginning. We begin our japa by remembering Srila Prabhupada, by remembering the six Goswamis, and offering and Panchatattva headed by Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And if we have time, we can also offer some prayers to them. Now, what we're actually doing here is that we're saying, I can't chant Hare Krishna by myself. I need shelter. Yesterday we talked about the beach and the ocean and where they meet. So much disturbance of mind. This is where we are, the Tathasta Shakti, the marginal energy. We can go one way or the other. So much constant disturbance of mind. By ourselves, what can we do? But by taking shelter of these great souls, it becomes so easy. The material ocean is compared to an unlimited ocean full of sharks, crocodiles, tamingala, so many things. Not a pleasant place. But it's said that by taking shelter of Krishna and his devotees, that huge ocean can shrink to the size of the hoof print of a calf. Is that going to give you any disturbance? You're likely to drown in such amount of water? It's not going to be a problem, is it? So I suggest you try this. If you are having a very difficult time with your chanting, perhaps you've had a late night, you've had an argument with somebody who's very dear to you, it was just the modes, it wasn't anything really between the two of you, it's going to be a while before you can patch it up. So many reasons are there. You may not only do it at the beginning of your chanting, you may do it at the beginning of every round. Very late night, 2 hours sleep. Still want to chant our rounds because we know if we don't do it before we go to work, the day's going to be bedlam. It's not going to be an easy day. So we do it. But don't depend on your own strength. Really call out to these people, these great souls, and chant. If in the middle of a mantra, in the middle of a round, you can feel this happening, don't get up and walk around. We're in the habit of making material adjustment when we have trouble, isn't it? It's hot, we put on the AC. We're sick, we go and buy medicine. Don't like this color shirt, we put on another one. The whole material world is about material adjustment, constant adjustment. But what we want to do is not that. We want to show our dependence. We want to do it in a different way. Now, why do we want to do this? As I said, we want to know why. If we don't know why, then we'll lose interest in doing it because we'll be doing it as a dry ritual. How many of us can do a dry ritual forever? We can't do it. If we understand why we're doing it, we can be enthused. On difficult days, we still want to do it because we know it's a good reason that we're doing it, isn't it? Like that. So the reason that we want to do it in this way is that we have two natures. We spoke a little bit about this last night. We have our constitutional nature, our spiritual nature, and we have our conditional nature, the nature that we have now. Let me give you an example. Someone has a stroke. One side of their body is affected. The other side of their body is fine. Before the stroke, both sides were fine. They could work completely in harmony, no difficulty. But after the stroke, this hand was giving problem. Now this person that's had the stroke, he thinks, this hand, I don't have the strength to pick anything up. It's such a botheration, I'm always dropping things. So I'm only going to use this hand. This hand is my strong hand. I won't have any difficulty. I'm just going to use this hand. Is that a good idea? Is it a good idea? Why is it not a good idea? Okay, very good point. If we want to give new strength to this hand, we have to use it. We have to exercise it. Isn't it? If we don't, it may get to the point where there's atrophy. Atrophy means that the whole muscle system of the arm breaks down. And even if 2 years later we try and exercise it, nothing will happen. It's become useless, dead matter. Okay? So our situation at this point in time, one arm is very strong. One arm is very weak. Which one do you think is a very strong one? The conditional side. Huh? We identify so strongly with the body. We identify so strongly with who we are. Isn't it? What about this other side? Does it exist? It's very, very weak. So just by chanting, as we're suggesting here, what we're doing is we are exercising the spiritual muscle. Exercising the spiritual muscle. And when we do that, we start to feel more in balance. We can see things in a different and proper perspective. Our whole life will be revolutionized. Such a wonderful thing. Okay. Let's turn over. During Japa, we have a little section here of prayers also. Often the mind will try to distract us during our chanting. Prayers like the following can help us greatly during such frustrating times. Now, as I just mentioned, when we're having difficulty, it's a very good idea to call out to the people that I mentioned. Prabhupada, Six Goswamis, Panchatattva, Hedabashi, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But there are days when we really need to give the mind a good whack. It's giving us so much trouble. As Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, you cannot move a buffalo with a peacock feather. Sometimes you have to whack. Then the buffalo will move. So sometimes our minds are a little bit like buffaloes. We had that experience? Okay. So we had a few sticks here that we can use on this buffalo mind of ours. O fool, O rascal mind, this body is under constant attack from innumerable attachments and diseases, and death is certain. What remedial measures have you taken? Just drink the medicine of Krishna's name, which is the cure for all diseases. O mind, why are you giving up the nectar of Krishna's name to talk of such things as family problems, security and all? What can I say to you? Just chant the holy name. Then there's two, when it's behaving itself a little bit, you can say these two. O Radha Krishna, you are like two great oceans of mercy. Please be merciful to me. I take shelter of you and surrender unto you. Although I am a sinner and an offender, please engage me in your divine loving service. I want to comment here on something. Quite often we say we should concentrate on the meaning of the Maha Mantra when we chant. If we're having difficulty with hearing the holy name, then we can meditate on the meaning. O Radha, please engage me in the service of your Krishna. Now, the mind may do something very, very tricky here. I want you to be aware of this. Because when you start to become serious, the Nam says, we have to take care of this one. So you have to be a little careful. Sometimes when we start to chant like this, we're chanting the holy name and we're thinking, please engage me in your service, please engage me in your service. And some inspiration comes about our job, what we're doing, our profession, whatever it is, particular problem we have. And then we think, oh, yes. Yes, yes, please engage me in your service. I really need to be engaged in this service. And we spend the whole time of our japa sorting out the day's problems, planning what we have to do when we go to work. Chanting of the holy name is on remote control. And the mind is busy running through all these things, thinking that this is, please engage me in your service. It's got nothing to do with, please engage me in your service. The service that we should do, the thing that is most essential for us to do, if we actually want to develop a loving friendship with the holy name, is service at the time of chanting the holy name is to hear the holy name. It is our first personal service to the holy name, is to hear him. It's tough because this side is so strong. It will take some endeavor to get this side strong. But do we want to stay unbalanced forever? We want to get this balance. So we have to put in the effort. Okay, let's go on. End with prayer. At the end of your chanting session, We suggest you offer the results to Nam Prabhu with a personal prayer. The following prayers are also beautifully appropriate. I commit thousands of offenses day and night, O Madhusudan, but please think of me as your servant and kindly forgive them. O Lord of my heart, please hear my prayer. You are the Supreme Lord. Please do not reject me. Even if I commit offenses, still you are my only protector. Please give me some insignificant service and consider me your own servant. After this, we suggest you offer your heartfelt obeisances to Nam, Srila Prabhupada, and begin your blissful day of service for their pleasure. So what we're doing here, in effect, is saying thank you. If someone helps us, isn't it etiquette to say thank you? If we're aware that we can't chant with attention, let alone affection, without the shelter of these great souls, doesn't that mean ingratitude? Someone comes for dinner, very influential person. We need their signature for a certain project that we want to do. We invite them for dinner, they take dinner, we get the signature, no more interest. No, thank you. Got better things to do with my time. We're going to get the signature a second time? What do you think? No chance. Anytime that man sees your name on the list, he's going to cross it off. Makes perfect sense. So in the same way, we want to express our gratitude. Attitude of gratitude. This is so important. If we actually want to get the treasures the Holy Name has to offer, we have to have this attitude of gratitude. Be thankful for what we receive. Okay, so we have time. What I want us to do now, and don't bother to chant on beads. What I want us to do now is to put this into practice. We have all of the material. We'll give until 25 to 9. That's 20 minutes. Allow 5 minutes for praying at the beginning of your japa, 10 minutes of actual japa time, and 5 minutes for saying thank you. Okay? Everyone clear about what we're going to do? Yes? Please. I can't hear. Where's the mic, please?
Mataji, you were telling that while chanting, sometimes we feel sleepy due to some reasons, and then we try to walk and try to do that. That you were mentioning is trying to do some material adjustments. Are you trying to say that we should not do that, actually?
It's actually better. The trouble with walking is a action in the mode of passion. It's a passionate thing. You're walking, isn't it? So the mind becomes more distracted. Then you're seeing things. Then you're thinking, oh, I need to do something. Oh, I need to speak to that devotee. It sets off a whole different mood. It's against the mood that we want to encourage. To get up and walk means I'm the controller, I know how to solve this problem. There may come a time in your life when you can't walk. We're all going to get old. What are you going to do then to stop yourself from falling asleep when you're chanting? So what I'm suggesting is right now, we're young, we're healthy. Get into the mood of depending on great souls to overcome these problems. Don't depend on ourselves. This morning, last night, I had 2 hours sleep. It was a tough night for many reasons. And I went to Mangalati. When I walked into that sample room, I thought, there is no way I'm going to make it through these rounds. But I'm going to give it a try. Every round I was taking shot of Srila Prabhupada, I was taking shot of Sisko Swami, taking shot of Mahaprabhu. Individually I was saying, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Saranagatam, Nityananda Saranagatam. Saranagatam means I surrender to you. I had, you know, the first two rounds were really tough. After that, it was like I'd had 8 hours sleep. You try it, it's magic. Don't make your own adjustments. How long can we go on making our own adjustments? There'll come a time when we can't do it. There'll come a time that we can't even see the material energy, let alone make the adjustments. Already we're wearing glasses. What are we going to be like at 80? Isn't it? So we want to start exercising this side of our nature, our spiritual side. We want to make it strong. Isn't it? You try. It's a wonderful thing. You can be in the most difficult circumstance, and just by sincerely calling out to these people, you can experience it evaporates like that. First couple of rounds may be a little difficult, a little shaky. Like when you're trying, you know, in Puri, it's not so much here because it's like a cove, very protected area of beach. It's just a few ripples. But if you're in Puri, you watch these boats trying to get across that first section of the water. It's very tough. A lot of waves. So the first two rounds may be a little difficult. Stick with it. You try it right now. We'll all try it right now. Okay? And we'll do it until 20 to 9. We'll take the time on to 20 to 9 so we have time. Will that give us time? Okay. So we'll make 5 minutes for the chanting in the middle, so we still have 5 minutes for the beginning and the end, okay? And we'll finish at 22. So really make an endeavor to try this out. It's a real family secret. If you know this one, you've got it made. Okay, so now go into prayer mode in thank you. Huh? Now say your prayers of thanks. You finish your japa, so go into prayer mode. So we're all part of Prabhupada's family. And tonight we have learned some of the family secrets. So I would like you at the end of our session together, I think it's about 10 to 9 that Radha Gopinath is giving darshan. I would like you to go to Prabhupada and to Gonitai and Radha Gopinath and to thank them for sharing the family secrets, and to ask for their mercy that you can make wonderful use of those secrets. Please do that. This evening, we have a very special treat for you. We have fortune cookies. Fortune cookies means cookie with a message. So these messages are all prayers to the Holy Name. And tonight we're going to do this, things a little differently. We're not going to pass it around because it's a little late. But Prem Kishore Prabhu and myself will stand on either side of the door. And as you go out, if you take one, I want you to do that in a prayerful mood. Which message do I need now? Lord of my heart, which message do I need right now? Then choose your fortune cookie. Okay? Please accept my humble obeisance. It's been very nice to be with you for the last 3 days.